Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky FFA members brought home two national championships and several top 10 placings from the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana recently. Kentucky FFA Agriculture Education Consultant Matt Colliff says there was a winning team and a top placing FFA member.
Our students performed at high levels in competition with some great folks from across the country. Spencer County FFA won dairy judging for the 10th year out of about 13, which is pretty incredible. To be able to do that. So we're awful proud of them. Young man from LaRue County named Cole Holt. Cole won the National Forest Management and Products Proficiency Contest.
Colliff adds there were a number of top 10 finishers, including Lily Papul, who took fourth in Creed speaking.
So proud of Lily. She was fourth in the Creed. We had a couple young ladies from Harrison County who placed third in the National Agri-Science Fair. And then Blake Quiggins from Hart County. Blake was a national finalist for the Star and Agribusiness Award, which is one of the highest awards the National FFA gives. So really proud of our members and how they performed at the national level.
He had several Kentucky FFA members earned their American FFA degree.
That award is based on their work and their project, whether that's an ownership business or a placement project or research, but then also their grades in school, their FFA involvement, community service. And so those 115 represent the best of the best, well-rounded young people who are prepared for careers in agriculture or whatever field they choose to go into.
We'll have more in a moment.
Every year, Kentucky farm families work together at the grassroots level to identify shared challenges and achieve common goals. As we mark our 100th year as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, Kentucky Farm Bureau reflects these challenges and goals in our policies. We're proud to advocate for farmers in everything we do. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky's success depends on improved farm income, better economic opportunities, and enhanced quality of life for all. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky FFA's Matt Colliff says there were several state members at the convention this year.
We had several hundred show up for a state photo, and we know that we don't get everybody at that because of scheduling. So we felt like we had another great crowd from Kentucky. Our teachers do a phenomenal job of building interest in the convention and figuring out the ways to get transportation and get students up there.
He adds the value of the convention to FFA members is far-reaching.
During that trip to National FFA Convention, they set a goal for themselves to be an ag teacher or to be a national winner or maybe a state officer or a national officer. And so often when we're talking to those who've achieved those goals, you know, they're telling us, Alan, that's where they set that goal or made that a plan.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts from the Farm Bureau Radio Network.